Anthony was an artist and designer who specialized in decorative arts like glass design, jewelry making, and metalwork. He began his career as a painter, and he studied under George Innes and Samuel Coleman. But then he became interested in glassmaking. In 1882, U.S. President Chester Alan Arthur asked Tiffany to redesign a number of rooms in the White House. Tiffany repainted walls, changed wallpaper, and added beautifully colored stained glass to gas lamps and windows throughout the house. After this, Tiffany then turned his attention to designing common home objects like lamps and vases. In 1893, he exhibited some of his stained glass lamps at the World's Fair in Chicago. Soon after, he started producing the lamps commercially. His lamps and other home products were handmade by skilled craftsmen, and they had complicated designs inspired by nature, including insects, flowers, and tree leaves. With his innovative designs, he became one of the leaders of the Art Nouveau movement. His beautiful lamps were popular with homeowners of the time, and they are still considered an iconic American design today. 2. The Ford F-Series Pickup Truck. The F-Series pickup truck, introduced in 1948, was the first post-World War II truck designed by the Ford Motor Company. It had several innovations. For example, it had a wide cab for the driver and new options like a windshield washer. Ford F-Series trucks were very popular with Americans looking for a reliable but stylish vehicle to carry heavy loads or help with work on the farm. Over the years, the Ford F-Series has been redesigned 13 times, including making it bigger, faster, more luxurious, and even fitting it with a special bed to sleep in. The latest Ford F-Series trucks are now made of lightweight aluminum. The original trucks were made of heavy and more expensive steel. This iconic American pickup truck has been the best-selling vehicle in the United States since 1986. That's more than 30 years. It's difficult to stay at the top of the U.S. auto industry, but Ford has found a way with the F-Series classic design and reliability. 3. The Barbie doll. Until the late 1950s, most American girls played with baby dolls, which often limited their imaginations. They only played the role of being mothers. At around the same time, Ruth Handler noticed that her young daughter was playing with paper dolls, giving them adult roles such as actresses or secretaries. On a trip to Europe, Ruth saw a doll with an adult figure in Germany. Handler had the idea that girls could expand their imagination and play acting roles with a doll that looked like an adult. So she and engineer Jack Ryan redesigned the doll for the U.S. market and called her Barbie. The first Barbie dolls were produced in 1959 and sold over 350,000 in the first year. Barbie is still popular today, and billions have been sold around the world since 1959. Mattel Incorporated, the company that produces Barbie, reports that 90% of American girls between the ages of 3 and 10 have a Barbie doll. 4. The Love Sculpture. In 1965, artist Robert Indiana had an idea for a painting with the word love as the main focus. He decided to break the word up into two lines, putting the L-O on top of the V-E. He then changed the angle of the O a little, and an iconic American design was born. In fact, it became so popular that the Museum of Modern Art and the United States Postal Service asked the artist to create versions of his love painting for cards and stamps. In the early 1970s, Indiana made a series of love sculptures for display in public parks. The first of these love sculptures was placed in New York City on the corner of 6th Avenue and 55th Street. Other love sculptures were placed in New Orleans, Philadelphia, Vancouver, Tokyo, and Singapore, as well as many other cities. Unfortunately, Robert Indiana didn't make much money from his love paintings and sculptures. He never signed his paintings or applied for copyright, so he didn't have legal protection against the many imitations of his work.